I don't want to pretend like I know things when I don't, because I don't want to be talking out of my. If I genuinely believe
Talking out
something's
of your.
out of my renus,
There
yeah.
you go.
Sorry, proper
We
terminology.
don't say.
Hello and welcome back. Today we are joined by my sister Brittany, and we are crammed into my tiny little recording space. And I have never wanted to die more than this. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
It's the closest I've ever been to her.
And it's the closest you will ever be. So
You're not a cuddler.
I am not a cuddler. That is very correct. Anyone who has seen the "Hi Dad, how's it going?" video would know that I especially yeah, that just leads into that. Brittany got offended when I was like, I don't want you to touch me because I am high, although I didn't tell her that because I didn't want anyone to know at the time because I accidentally got drugged. That's a different, that's
It's true. I was
old.
like, hold me, sibling, and you're like, no, and I was like, I've been rejected.
I feel like I'm gonna have to turn down the sensitivity on this microphone even further.
Oh wait, sorry. I've been rejected.
There you go. I told you. I told her before we started recording that if you need to scream something, scream into the soundproofing that I have put up in here. So.
Brittany, you should have brought your scream bag with
I
you
have
so you
that.
could yell
Hold on.
into it.
Y'all just do the intro. I'll be back.
But we don't know what we're doing. Okay. I guess she will be back.
It does not get more unhinged than Brittany as a guest.
Exactly. 100%. I'm a very, I think, sort of placid person for the most part. And so I very much enjoy having a sister who is just the exact opposite of that, because it's never boring, and that is nice. I will admit that when she's not around to hear it.
I'm
Not
back with
at
a
all.
costume change. Let's go. Yes.
Brittany, please explain himbosity.
It is the energy of being a himbo. It is an adjective? I don't actually know. Like Kronk when he does like the thing. Yeah.
The hand waves and the face and the
Now,
Yeah. Would we say Kronk is the embodiment of himbosity?
yes. Oh,
Okay.
for sure.
Markiplier seems to reek of himbosity.
Yes.
Oh,
Yeah.
yes.
Okay.
These are good
Getting a visual.
examples.
Getting a visual.
Let's see. The other one is not so much a word that you've invented in your very own dictionary, but it is a misconception that you had for quite some time. Please explain what you thought Sophie's Choice was.
I thought it was just a movie about a woman making a very difficult decision, which I wasn't wrong, but I thought maybe it was like, which kid goes to boarding school? Like, which kid gets to go to the fancy school? That's not it. The fancy school is definitely the one they don't want to go to. I found that out a month ago, or like a couple weeks ago. It was recent. That Sophie's Choice was about the Holocaust. And for the past like 3 years, anytime I'm in a difficult predicament, I've been going, oh man, it's a real Sophie's Choice. Because I didn't know it was about the Holocaust. And unfortunately, it's still a part of my vernacular because I've been using it so much because I thought it sounded good. And yeah. So I will catch myself saying, man, this is a real Sophie's Choice. And now knowing what it is, it's like, oh, I can't say that.
When I was little, I used to mishear people, and I thought it was a vagina. And so what I would shorten it to BJ,
My God.
making it so much worse. So I would just like toddle around and be like, my BJ, blah, 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 blah. My parents would be like, that's not what it's called. It's a V, and don't say it that way anyway. Oh God. And then Mackenzie used to mix up, you remember the LeetPad games when we were little kids?
Yeah.
Well, McKinsey thought they were called maxi pads. The words just traded off. Where's my maxi pad?
Explain renal.
Yeah, renus and the renal system. I thought that that was like a colloquialism in science where you took rectum and anus and just kind of smooshed it together and it was just that general area. So Brianna and I were watching a video and someone's name was like Dr. Renal and I was like, renal. And she's like, what? And I'm like, you know, the renal area. And she's like, the what? And I'm like, the renus, you know, the rectum, the anus, and some of the lower intestines. It's the whole renal area. And she's like, you're saying this with such confidence, but you're so wrong.
Oh my god.
You do know that renus is not a word, right?
Well, yeah, I know that now.
Okay.
I also like how when you described it just now, you were like, it's anus and rectum smushed together.
Yeah.
You know those are...
Kinky? Question mark?
You know those are like the same parts of the body, I'm pretty sure.
No, see, I thought the rectum was like the opening and that the anus was like the little pathway to the big intestine.
No, it's the other way around.
Again.
Are anus and rectum the same?
Government of Alberta, the rectum is a muscular tube about 13 centimeters long that is at the end of the large intestine. The rectum connects the colon to the anus, which is the opening where stool exits the body.
They are not the same. I was correct.
Yeah, you are certainly not wrong, I guess.
And see, this is the difference between being, I think, wise and having just intelligence on paper. I would not say that I am always a very wise person, let me switch that around. I would not say that I'm always an intelligent person on paper, but I am definitely very wise when it comes to situations. Like, if we're in a situation, I'll know what to do, but if you ask me, is the renus part of the body, I will have to think for a moment and go, yeah, I think so. And it's just because there's parts of school that really did not capture my interest, and so I have forgotten it. Like, I cut it out and made room for other things.
I think the main qualification of someone who reeks of himbosity, which you do, is that I would argue, yes. yeah. I think it's like a lack of self-awareness. So even if you were a genius, I don't think you'd notice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're probably smarter than you think, but you only hear, like, the dumb parts in your own head. You know?
Yeah. I never wanted to be, like, one of those assholes that I went to school with that, like, thought they knew everything. To the assholes I went to school with, you know who you are.
We'll put them on the screen. No, just kidding.
But they would always be like, oh, yeah, I knew this stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to pretend like I know things when I don't, because I don't want to be talking out of my ass. If I genuinely believe something, out of my renus, yeah.
There you go.
Sorry, proper terminology.
We don't say asshole, we say renus.
Renus.
I was a real
entrance.
Renus in college.
But like, you know, like, because there's always those kids that like, you could tell they were lying or they were just renusing everywhere. And it was like, that just really annoyed me. So I was like, I never want to pretend like I know something, but if I think it's true, I will say it with conviction.
Yeah.
And that's the issue.
I have a question. Could you, we will edit it out if you're like, no, I can't be put on the spot like that. But could you describe Brianna and then me in one word, but a word you make up?
Ooh.
Yes, actually, I probably could.
Okay.
Smolf.
So Mattias Smolf?
Yes.
Oh.
I think that does that sound bad? Because
no,
it has a good connotation.
Okay, yes, tell us the connotation.
Sure, yeah.
It just means, like, safe space, but a person.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
Like, small, fluffy, that's kind of like what it means, like, warm, safe, good vibes.
Okay. I'll take that.
If a cuddle was a human.
I'm gonna get a shirt that just says, am small.
Like, you are small, but you will also remind me of fluffy things. But you're not fluffy, but you know what I mean, like,
yeah, small. Yeah, like a cat.
Yes.
Yeah. Just small.
Human cat.
I like Smolf. That.
But not a furry.
But not a furry. Just take these off real quick.
Not to furry shame, but not for me. Thank you.
We have Smolf.
Yes. I would say, Keensy.
Okay, please do explain.
Say it again?
Keensy, with a Q. It's like Quincy, but different.
Okay. Like a teensy Quincy.
Yeah, like coincidence, Keensy. But you're going to call it a Quincy.
Okay.
But like a Keensy, you know?
Okay. Okay, like quinceañera.
Yeah, okay. Or like a weird nickname for McKinsey.
Keensy.
I probably will come up with a better one later on and then just blurt it and be like, that's the better one. But what I'm trying to,
the
like,
surname.
Yeah. What I'm trying to get at is you're like chill and quiet. And like not intrusive, but like not like a I'm demure. You're just like, you're not like a, like, wah! You know? When I come into a room, I don't feel, like, overwhelmed by your presence.
Oh, okay.
Like, you're very peaceful.
I'll take that. Thank you.
I was thinking, like, peaceful, and then quiet, and then peacey, and then keensy. That's how it happened.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, I like it. I like
it. I think you should just invent a whole bunch of words all by yourself. Just rewrite the entire dictionary with better words.
You know, if I were a man, I would be the best drag queen because I would come up with so many phrases. Just all the time. Bat Pat.
I'm sorry, what?
Bat, B-A-T, Pat, P-A-T. Bat Pat. Like, if a bat just, like, extended its little wing over and pat you on the shoulder.
Okay.
That's you.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
You're
that.
Like a bat pet.
Okay.
Because you're spooky, but also you're strangely comforting and real chill. Kind of just don't care. But, like, you care about things that matter enough to give someone a pat with your little bat wing.
Well... thank you. I will take that to heart, for sure.
I know this is already a word, but I feel like I could give it, like, a different definition. McKinsey's a fjord.
They absolutely are, and please explain. Also, I am listening. I'm trying to, like, make sure the sound thing is working, so I'm looking down, but...
You're good.
Like, I don't know. I feel like the definition of fjord should be, like, also noun... a Viking warrior princess, but like not a princess, but like a Viking warrior woman, I guess, would be like the correct term.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that could like fold me like a sandwich.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But also is incredibly inviting. So like you don't mind your being folded like a sandwich. You probably deserved it.
Fold me, Zaddy.
Fold me, fjord.
That's the t-shirt for that one.
Yep. I'm here for
buy
it.
Our merch, fold me, fjord. And it's just someone holding a body like this.
And then we can have, like, cuddle me, bat pet.
Small folk. Join the community. If you can pronounce it.
If you can define it, you can join it.
I'm here for it. Well,
love it.
I think that is a good resting place for Brittany's Dictionary Volume 1.
Oh, yeah, and the Himbies. Multiple himbos in the same room. Himbies.
Yeah, see, it just, you could literally add on to that for forever, and who knows, maybe you will.
I could go on, but I won't.
Thank you all so very much for listening and or watching, depending on the platform. Please do come back tomorrow, because we will be here, and we hope you are as well.
I might or might not.
It just depends on when we decide to release these, in what order.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.